Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When people say, this artist has done it all, they're usually exaggerating. But if you say, Phoebe Legere has done it all, well, I might actually believe you. Her first film appearance was singing this song in the movie Mondo, New York. For years, she was a jazz pianist and singer by day, well, by evening anyway, and a downtown performance artist by night. She wrote a work for Chamber Symphony that was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. She invented musical sneakers for disabled kids, wrote a solo show about veganism, and an epic poem about evolution theory. Oh, and she ran for governor of New York in 2006. But now, Phoebe Legere is going back to basics, with a mix of original songs and French chansons, and she is here with her quartet. They're going to start us off with her original song called Sometimes It Snows in Las Vegas. Here is the Phoebe Legere Quartet. Two, three,
four. I came here last night on a 5-hour flight. My head was on fire, I'd been up all night. My wallet was empty, I looked at the sky. It was starting to snow, and I started to cry. Sometimes it snows in Las Vegas. Diamonds shine on the desert sand. Sometimes it snows in Nevada. You feel like you're falling in love. Let it snow, let it snow. Let your poor heart go. Sometimes cool things fall from above. You dance. It feels too sweet to be true. Let it snow, let it snow, and let your poor heart go. Sometimes cool things happen to you. When you're hot, and you've got to act quick. In Vegas, that snow really can't stick. It lasts as long as a 3-minute song. So let's raise a glass and all sing along. La 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 Las Vegas. La 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 la.
The Phoebe Legere Quartet live in our studio. Sometimes it snows in Las Vegas. Phoebe wrote the song and played our piano and, of course, sang. Sinbad Sinatra providing backup vocals and guitar. Victor Jones playing the drums. John Burr the bass. Phoebe, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi.
So this is a song from your new CD called The Ooh La La Cocktail,
yes,
which you describe as a mix of jazz and French music. And is this, for someone who has done so many things, this really is a back-to-basics kind of project. What was the idea here?
I wanted to make sure that in my catalog, I had a record that really reflected what I've been doing all my life to make a living. I have financed all of my artistic projects from my computer, my wearable computer invention, the musical sneakers, to my musical about the first African-American woman president. All of the things that I've done, I've financed by being a jazz pianist and singer. And I sang the great standards. I sang any song anybody wanted to hear, and of course my own songs. So I wanted to make sure I had a CD that people could get that had that music on it.
All right, so this is, it's not that you're calming down or settling down to any one thing, but this is basically like a calling card in a sense?
Actually, for the past 10 years, I have been doing primarily classical, avant-garde, and experimental music. I played with the Cleveland Chamber Symphony.
Right. That was the piece that got the Pulitzer nomination.
Yes, it did. And I wrote epic poems. I was playing with a wonderful composer's collective called the Tone Road Ramblers. I did all kinds of experimental and adventurous music for 10 years while the music industry was in a state of great upheaval.
Yeah, we noticed.
I took the opportunity to just really follow my muse and do all kinds of things that were certainly not commercial. So at the end of 10 years, I actually went back to Juilliard. I went to graduate school in film scoring. I wrote and conducted works for symphony orchestra. At the end of all of this rather academic, intellectual activity that also included a Native American record, mm-hmm, called Children of the Dawn, at the end of all of this pretty serious activity, and John, it's been a pretty serious decade, you know? And at the end of it, I suddenly wanted to bring some light to the world with a record that was mostly about love. Mm-hmm. Love is the theme of this CD.
So it's the Ooh La La Cocktail.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Ooh La La, you know, you've written and sung a lot about gender roles, you know, women, the battle of the sexes, mm-hmm, the way women are perceived in our society.
Yes. Yes.
Are you backing off of that now, or are you still singing about that?
Well, I think that my song Sex is Love, which opens up the CD, is a song that really does deal with the differences between men and women. But the title, Ooh La La, is simply that a lot of this music on the CD is in French.
Hmm.
I wanted to come up with a French word that everybody felt very comfortable saying. I know that people get a little bit skittish about pronouncing anybody's name wrong. My name is Légère. And some people are not used to that soft G, Légère. So I already knew that people can be a little shy about saying French words, so I wanted to have a French word that everybody could have fun saying. Everybody knows how to say ooh la la, and I wanted to have something that really got the mouth open at the end of it, and la really gets you in position for all kinds of
yes,
good stuff. The cocktail is the Ooh La La Cocktail is spelled COQTAIL, and that's a kind of tongue-in-cheek nod to the fact that the French use the word cocktail all the time, but the proper way to spell it, you know, they it's okay if you use an English word every once in a while, but you have to give it a French spelling, so that's why it's COQTAIL, Ooh La La Cocktail.
We are speaking to Phoebe Légère, and here is actually a little bit of that record. We'll give people a chance to hear you singing en français.
C'est une chanson d'automne dans la maison qui frissonne. Et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux
Caresse t-il de nos amours, what is left of our love? Phoebe Legere singing this French song from the 1940s on her new CD, which is coming out next week. It's called the Ooh La La Cocktail. And the Phoebe Legere Quartet performing for us here this afternoon and playing Tuesday night at Iridium. That's April 13th. There will be two shows at 8 and 10 p.m. But since the quartet is here, let's listen to another song. This one is basically a duet between Phoebe Legere and Sinbad Sinatra. It's called I Love Myself, live on Soundcheck.
I look at you and say I love me.
You and say I'm fine.
And I like the way I walk.
I like the way I talk.
And I love myself when I'm with you. I hold your hand and I'm perfection.
I kiss your lips and I'm sublime.
And I'm feeling like a king.
Who wouldn't change a thing?
And I love myself when I'm with you. When I'm alone in the night, I think of you and hold myself real tight. Holding me,
loving me,
knowing how lovely life can be.
You really make me feel gigantic.
You sure can make me feel it all.
I'm loving what it's like
hanging round your sight. And I
love myself when I'm with you.
That is the Phoebe Legere Quartet, Phoebe Legere and Sinbad Sinatra singing to each other, Phoebe from the piano and Sinbad playing the guitar, Victor Jones the drums, John Burr playing the bass, and the Phoebe Legere Quartet performing for us live here in our Soundcheck studio with some songs from Phoebe's forthcoming CD, the Ooh La La Cocktail. Another song that maybe gives us a slightly naughtier side of the sounds of love is this tune, Play Me Like a Piano. Let's hear another live performance here in our Soundcheck studio from the Phoebe Legere Quartet.
I was restless.
restless, I was looking for something. I wasn't really sure of the time. Was in the mood for some live entertainment. I looked up and saw your sign. You are a master manipulator, running your hands on my keys. You know what I like, what notes to strike. You get a little rise out of me. You playing me like a piano, caressing my arpeggios. Something in your playing has got me saying, you play me like a piano. You play me like a piano. Whoa, baby, you play me like a piano. You tickle, tickle, tickle my ivories and softly blow on my mind. You throw me a curve till I get up the nerve to say, baby, please be mine. It's your cadence that rocks my feeling, the math in the heart that don't lie. The message in the code makes me open my robe and say I love you till the day that I die. Behind the behind, it's the glow on Morrison's grave. You got me signing up for your contest to become your favorite slave. You're playing me, playing me, playing me. I'm putty in your hands, baby, buddy. Mo ain't my friend. You're playing me like a piano, a touch on me, grabbing my soul. Don't let me go, just play me like a piano. You play me like a piano, baby.
You play me like a piano.
Playing Me Like a Piano is Phoebe Legere's song from the album The Ooh La La Cocktail, live performance here in our studio from the Phoebe Legere Quartet. Again, they're playing at Iridium next Tuesday, two shows at 8 and 10 o'clock on April 13th, but performing for us here today. And Phoebe, you've studied classical music, written classical music, you've recorded rock songs, songs that have more of a reggae feel, lots of experimental stuff. Do you still consider yourself basically a jazz musician?
Yes, I do. Jazz is the backbone of American music, and of course, jazz is rooted foundationally in the blues. And everything in America that's good musically really comes from the soul of the blues.
What about, you've also recorded some Native American chants. Now, that's obviously way before the blues, although once we came, those people got the blues big time, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you have Native American family?
I do. I'm Abenaki, Penobscot, and on my father's side, a little Mi'kmaq. I'm part French-Canadian, part Native American, and part Mayflower descendant.
Really?
So we've been here a long time and always on the northeast coast, so I feel very, very close to this place.
And you have an Indian name, a Native American name, right?
Phoebe Songbundle, and I do a lot of teaching in the schools as a Native American educator, teaching through songs and stories about environmental respect.
So what is it that you hope kids come away from a session with Phoebe Songbundle?
Oh, well, you know, there are so many, there are so many stereotypes. So I try to emphasize that even though we may not live in wigwams anymore, even though we may get our food in the grocery store, I try to show how all of our food, all of our medicine is there in the woods still. It's all of our medicine is still in our bodies. We heal with music. We heal with dance. That is our religion. All of the animals are like saints to us. Spirit animals are a way of healing ourselves. We can access the power of animals, the power of the ocean, the power of the sky, simply by remembering that we come from the earth. We can heal any disease that we have.
And you say this to urban inner city kids, and they look at you and they go, what?
I show them where they can find nature growing out of the cracks of the walls. I show them how at the edges between the asphalt and the street, there will always be a place where there is nature.
Phoebe Legere with us here with her quartet and playing at Iridium on Tuesday night, the forthcoming CD called the Ooh La La Cocktail. Phoebe, thank you so much for bringing the band in and playing for us today.
We're so honored. I love your show.
Phoebe Legere, my guest on Soundcheck. That'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, next time on our program, the Vermont-born folk singer Sam Amidon harkens back to ancient Scottish murder ballads and looks ahead to modern orchestral and electronica composers. He'll join us to play live. That's next time on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was George Wellington. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help today from Jasmine Little and Martin Silko. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again next time for another Soundcheck. Simple man.